This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in freedom. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the seasteaders who have escaped from the reaches of the nation state, however temporarily.
Well, their escape is what brought them into the evil eye of the state. So in this case, you're talking about a couple who were living out in this 25 square meter hut on a spindle in the water. I have everything good to say about the construction of this, and sort of everything bad to say about the Thai government and its reaction to these people who clearly did not have a reasonable expectation of how things were going to go. Somebody has to try it, right? Somebody has to go, well, let's create a hut floating on the water that is more than 12 miles out in a hospitable region of the world. And apparently this region off of a municipality I'm going to call Phuket for the purposes of FCC compliance.
Right.
And they, I guess there's not a lot of monsoons or anything that come by there. So that the water's pretty calm in this region. I'm going to take their word for it. But,
well, evidently the thing can sustain hurricane.
Supposedly, weather. But the idea is,
I wouldn't want to put it to the test.
This was the best place to try it,
okay.
Supposedly.
Yeah. And of course, the state became aware of it and put its crosshairs on them, because
right.
That's what the state does.
Right. In this case, it was the Thailand state, Thailandese, I don't know what the hell to call it. The Thai state that decided to do it, not the U.S. government. But the U.S. government didn't protect this guy. One of them's a U.S. citizen.
No, and the U.S. government probably has no intention whatsoever of protecting the guy. But let's go to the phones. We've got Wesley, who is calling in. He actually said he wanted to discuss abortion, which was a subject that we covered pretty extensively. So, Wesley, what's on your mind?
Okay, so first I just want to know, what's your guys' position on abortion?
Well, we fleshed them out pretty extensively during the first hour and a half.
Can you do it in one sentence?
I'm pro-choice, anti-abortion.
I am pro-life from an anarchist perspective. You might consider me pro-choice from a statist perspective. I think that, I would repeal all murder laws. I think that abortion laws are especially problematic because you have issues of, it's a demographic with a really high mortality rate in the first place. But, you know, if you are, in fact, actually doing an elective abortion, you're murdering people, and that's kind of horrible. There are...
One sentence, Melanie.
That's what I've been thinking.
It's been
way more than one sentence.
my position is that humans are obviously a plague on the planet, and death is the best solution. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of a hard
position.
I'm
with you on that, man.
Yeah, okay. I can kind of argue both pro-choice and pro-life, but since you guys are mostly pro-choice, I'm just going
to
say, wait, someone's mic is kind of messed up.
Well,
is that Arias?
Arias talking into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to argue the position that you currently hold. I mean, this isn't a debate show. I mean, tell us what's on your mind and why do you believe it?
Okay. So my actual position is that I think abortion is kind of like a conflict between two values that libertarians hold. One value is the right to life.
Yep.
And the other value is self ownership.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Yep. That's why there's no right answer.
100%. That's exactly right. And I say that that abortion is not a libertarian argument, because it really just comes down to, when do you believe life starts? And the answer seems to be different for different people. And that's the crux of this issue. And if you can't get an agreement on when human life begins, then you can't get an agreement on when it should be protected.
Well, I don't think that that's the only issue, because there are humans that are alive that I think that it's okay to kill for one reason or another. And most people, unless you are a complete pacifist, you agree with that.
Who are these humans?
Oh, boy.
People who are currently trying to murder you, for example.
Or like people who are like brain dead, they can't like experience or anything. So it would it would be like okay or neutral to kill these people because they're never going to experience.
Well, right. So
my position, just to lay it out real quick.
You're brain dead. You're dead.
Is kind of like Walter Block's position on this. It's the evictionist argument. So like. You own your body. You have the right to evict people out of your body, so long as you don't kill them, right? So that would be man. Like.
I disagree with that entirely.
Walter Block said so long you can't said that you can't directly kill them if they die. That's their problem. That's what Walter Block said.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would agree with that.
Though.
I don't agree with the evictionist argument because if I invite somebody into my house and that's the equivalent of having consensual sex, a life is created. You've invited them into your womb or whatever. You put them into the womb.
I hate to make this argument then, but in that case, if a woman agrees to invite a man into her body by penetrating her during intercourse, does she not have the right to evict him?
Not in a fatal manner.
Right. I mean, you didn't leave quickly enough? You're going to die.
Why not? What if he continues to rape her? Why can't she kill him?
Well,
if he
how
continues
long are we
to
talking
violate
about
her
here?
Bodily autonomy, I don't know that a time frame is really necessary.
You can, like, just the instant that the words, like, as she begins to speak the words, she can pull the trigger on the gun, or after the words have come out of her mouth.
Like, if he's in the process of
if I would he's say trying after, to understand what she's saying.
After the words have come out of her mouth, hey, get off of me. It immediately becomes rape, and she has the right to self-defense in that scenario.
I think you have to deliver, hey, get off of me, and, like, you can't just smile and do it. Like, there's a whole bunch of things that go into consensual sex turning into rape, and it's very complicated, and if somebody takes...
I don't think
30
it is. If I was having sex with a woman, and she said, get off of me, I don't want to do this anymore...
I see. What
I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I'm going to go ahead and say, let's give them a full 60 seconds
to determine this woman.
It's not
her
rape
will.
At that point because rape is non-consensual sex, and you can't instantly change your mind and turn somebody into a rapist. Can I? Well, let me ask you this: if I'm having sex with my wife tonight, and she's having, you know, she's in a position to, be let's call her above me. And then I change in my mind whether or not I just want to have sex with her, but I don't tell her. And then I change back. Is she a rapist because for 10 seconds I decided she was?
No, because
okay,
you
good.
Didn't express that.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, we're just talking about communication, and communication has a time lag.
Well, consent has to be given, right?
I got it. Well, consent was given.
Yes, and then verbally retracted.
I get that it's verbally retracted, but... How long, like, verbally retracted indicates communication. And communication requires time for the human mind to process.
Okay, so there's a difference between continuing and the fact that it takes, 2 seconds or whatever to actually...
Well, I think on average it takes like 4 to 10 seconds to process information that you hear versus information that you see.
Sure.
But you got to imagine that when a woman says, get off of me, I don't want to do this anymore, she's probably pushing a bit.
That's communication.
Yeah. She's probably not just laying there and going, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say is I want to make sure that we're talking about communication here in its fullest extent. And if somebody takes a minute to comprehend what's being said to them, well, you know, if there's some pushing and some scrambling or whatever is going on, okay. Then I get that the communication time would be decreased. But you do agree that there is an amount of time for it to take somebody to understand what's happening, right?
Yes, but I think they should...
Wait.
Let me answer his question. For the, I think they should, at minimum, when presented with a situation like that, pause and not continue to actively thrust. all that information is processed. I think that would be the most rational and most expedient reaction.
You gonna bring the G back here?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Wesley, stick with us for a second because you wanted to respond to Mark as well, and we want to make sure to get that in. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. This 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm or discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
And Mark.
And we wound up back on the subject of abortion, which is sort of unfortunate. I mean, it's a topic worth, you know, fleshing out, because I actually agree with both Wesley and Mark on this particular thing, and that there is no good libertarian answer to this. Someone, if a pregnancy is unwanted, someone is going to be aggressed against, either the woman or the fetus.
Define aggress from the standpoint of libertarians. Violence or force or coercion will be initiated against them?
Yes.
Okay.
Or it will persist against them, I guess, would be a more accurate way to describe it in regard to a fetus who is inside of a womb that the woman does not want the fetus to be in.
Well, the fetus isn't aggressing.
Well, it is. It's trespassing.
Well, you have to have agency to be committing aggression. So if a leaf falls on my car, the leaf isn't aggressing because leaves don't have moral agency.
They also lack the capacity to aggress, but if a lion eats you, the lion is committing aggression.
I would disagree because I don't think a lion has moral agency.
I don't think humans have
like,
any moral agency.
Yeah, like if a human that had no moral agency killed you, like say like a mentally disabled person, I would still call that aggression. Or like a child. Children don't really have much moral agency. So
I wouldn't if we were being technical about it, but...
Yeah, see, to me, morality doesn't really play into it because morality is just a subjective set of people's values.
I think it's important to understand that a fetus didn't just bling show up in someone's womb. They got there by sex. Now, that sex, in all likelihood, the probable likelihood is that sex was consensual. And if that sex was consensual, then you knew probably that, that babies happen this way. And if babies happen this way, then you're responsible for your actions. If you walk out in the street without looking both ways and you get hit by a car, don't expect me to shed a tear. If you have sex and a child is the result, then you have the responsibility to take care of that child. You have now created a life. You have rendered a person incompetent, whether they existed before or not. They are now a person, and they are now incompetent, and you are responsible for that action.
You know,
argue on Mark's side.
Hold on, because I agree with Mark as well. That's why I'm pro-choice but anti-abortion. Because
you are a Mike Hogg. Let poor Wesley talk.
Well, I'm trying to. But the fact of the matter is I do agree with you because there is no actual moral justification to go through with the evictionism. Go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, so kind of to argue on Mark's side a little bit. So I guess what Mark is saying is that you consented for this person to go on your property, so you can't just like evict them off your property and then kill them in the process. So it is similar to saying you invite your friend onto an airplane, and then once you're 5,000 feet in the air, you're like, okay, I don't want you on my airplane anymore. I'm going to kick you off.
And it's worse than that as far as I'm concerned, because you didn't just invite them. You took your unconscious friend and put them on your airplane, because you didn't just go, hey, embryos, who wants to... be in my uterus, you actually put one there, regardless of them having any say in it or not, and now you want to evict them at 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, whatever it is that airplanes
do. Well, I'll go even further with this one, and I'll say that in the creation of a life, you become culpable for the care of that life because you know that the life that is created is incompetent. And you have rendered them into a state of incompetence. So you must do some responsibility to get them to the state of competence. In the case of my mother, she at the very least signed some paperwork that turned me over to a couple that were willing to do the things that were required to put me into the level of competence. I thank her for it. Because she could have made another decision, which was to evict me ahead of time, and she didn't.
Well, in regard to the helicopter plane scenario that a lot of anti-abortion people like bringing up, look, if you take me up into your helicopter and we're 500 feet up and you're like, okay, I don't want you on my property anymore, if you can get me out of your vehicle, sure. That's ultimately what it comes down to me. If you have the power to do it, that is ultimately the thing that matters.
You think it's acceptable to throw a person out of a plane?
No, I would not choose to do it.
Okay.
Well, right, but that's kind of the question. Like,
but
obviously,
I don't think the morality. I don't think the morality of it is even relevant. It's a matter of what a person can do.
I think the morality of whether or not throwing somebody out of a plane is relevant.
I think
or not.
That's the question. Like, I don't think anybody's
telling them
that
it's
a woman
morally
is
wrong. Isn't going to stop them. You're going to have to physically stop them from throwing you out of the
sure.
plane. That's the part that matters.
That's
not
the aggression
not
part.
Not the philosophical moral argument against it.
That's well, we were talking about aggression, and aggression has to do with the initiation of violence against somebody.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. Here, an abortion procedure is an initiation of violence against a being that was created, through voluntary action. All right, this sounds like responsibility.
So we can agree that like the state is bad without having a plan to stop the state from aggressing on people. So,
yeah. Right.
like those are kind of like two different things. Like
agreed.
our ethics and like what we plan to do about those.
Yep. So.
Just to point out that to Aria, because she said that about the plane hypothetical.
My point is that the morality argument, and thank you so much for the call. My argument is that the morality argument is ultimately irrelevant in regard to both helicopters and planes and regard to abortion. Because you can't reason someone, once they've chosen to do something that you believe to be immoral, you can attempt to explain to them why you think it's immoral, but at the end of the day, they've already weighed those consequences for the most part. They've already weighed the good and bad.
If you want to stop somebody from getting an abortion, I think the best bet is to offer them some kind of compensation for not doing it. You know, give them some kind of scholarship or something. Take care of them because they're clearly in a desperate situation. They're not choosing to do that just
and as of now, the state will stop you from doing that because they will call that human trafficking and say
I'm not 100% sure exactly how they do it, but I can tell you.
I am well, close
you may be more
sure
so,
that
but
that's the case.
So I have some friends who adopted a child relatively recently. I think he's probably 4 or 5 at this point. And I know that money changed hands.
Right, yeah. So you can pay the adoption agency, and there are limited specific payments that can be made to the biological mother, but you cannot just walk up to a pregnant woman and be like,
no.
I will pay you $50,000 if
you're
you
right.
have the baby instead of abort.
That's
will
true.
Charge you with human trafficking.
I'm curious as to what those limited, how slippery are these limited payments that can be made?
It depends on by state. In Louisiana, you're allowed to pay for medical expenses and living expenses during the pregnancy.
Yeah. Right.
So you can't pay off, and you specifically can't pay off debt, you can't give her extra money, you can't, and she's the one, like, carrying a baby, right? So, and she's the one that's not allowed to get paid.
Yeah, but if you're paying living expenses can be defined completely differently. You know, Ariana Huffington, for instance, is living expenses are significantly higher than Ariana DeMezos. Yeah, I told Aria DeMezos.
Darn it. She can't keep the money.
I really wrapped that together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call us about whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust. Your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Amid the China trade chaos, the Dow plummets a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324, the biggest single-day loss since January. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 down 69 points. President Trump says he will meet with the President of China next month in Osaka, Japan.
I'll meet with him directly.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94,
Moore, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 50s and 60s, has died. She was 97 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Give us a call at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we're going to, we have fleshed out this abortion topic about as extensively as it can be fleshed out. But, Mark, you've got something on your mind, so what's going on over there?
If you like the idea of getting together with a bunch of different people that might be open-minded and want to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely about all kinds of topics related to liberty, well, Freedom Fest is the place for you. This year's theme is the Wild West, and they're going to have lots of folks that you recognize. Penn Jillette, recognize that name? Candace Owen, she's getting a lot of news here recently. Lenore Scanese has been on Free Talk Live multiple times. John Mackey, the guy who set up Whole Foods. Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank. I know I've heard of Shark Tank. I don't know that I've watched it, but
I've watched Dragon's Den, which is the British version of
it. That's a cool name. Stephen Moore, appointed to the Federal Reserve. Grover Norquist, I got to remember the name of his organization, but basically a tax freedom advocate. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, all just getting together to mingle and hear real debates and share real solutions. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. Use coupon code FTL50 and save $50 off of your ticket. freedomfest.com/FTL. FTL50. Now, maybe you're not convinced. Well, get the 5 best speeches from last year to convince yourself. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. FreedomFest.com/FTL. It's, by the way, it's in Vegas, July the 17th through the 20th. FreedomFest.com/FTL. We're going to be there. Love to see you there. FreedomFest.com/FTL.
We're going to go now to the phones. We've got Joe, who is calling from Montana. Joe, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. To be honest, I haven't heard much of you guys before, and I was just driving through where there was you guys were on the radio, so I heard you talk about this issue, and I had a question on the libertarian view of pro-choice, and I don't know if I'm a libertarian. I believe in liberty, and I'm definitely not a Democrat or Republican. So
it's a good start.
So
I will not. Before you go on, Joe, I just want to make sure,
that
we're clear. This issue does not make you or not make you a libertarian. That the abortion issue I set outside of the realm of liberty, because what it really comes down to is a decision on when you believe life starts. Please go ahead.
Okay. You guys mentioned the pro-choice position as being you believe that it is taking a human life to
not everybody here said that. I said it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And sorry if I don't remember your guys' names, but
my name's Mark.
Okay. So, but yet you would be pro-choice, and so my question would be, how does that work for, like, you know, just somebody going out and killing their neighbor? Is there you know, we all agree that that's taking a human life, but how would you see the government's role in enforcing that, or how would that be dealt
with? I see
with?
No government role in enforcing that.
I think the government is a highly inefficient organization, what we've seen up to this point.
I agree with you there.
And to hand them over this delicate and important task sounds, you know, it sounds like a bad idea. We've seen what happens when the government outlaws abortions. We know what happens. We don't need to return to that. So I don't think any of us here are going to advocate for the state to incarcerate people for choosing to get abortions.
Okay.
Certainly not. And I would say the same in regard to murdering one's neighbor.
I would not.
Yeah, I would appeal all murder laws, so I feel like I'm consistent there, I guess, at least.
I'm glad Melanie agrees with me. Usually I just get shocked silence when I say that. Awesome.
Well, no, because so kind of in the same vein is the reasons I would not outlaw abortion. I would repeal all laws also, by the way. But so because you can get a really high false conviction rate with a population that just has a high mortality rate, which are early embryos or embryos and early fetuses, I guess, technically, you can get a false conviction rate with killing adults just because maybe it was self-defense and you can't prove it was self-defense. Maybe there was false evidence against you. Maybe there wasn't good evidence and juries are just stupid. So I would rather kind of, like, most people aren't going on murderous rampages, so I would rather kind of just let people deal with defending themselves than have people stand there and have to question if they can defend themselves because the state's going to put them in jail if they do.
I would make this distinction. If we're going to push a button and somehow rid ourselves of the state, and by the way, that hasn't worked in 9,000 years, but if that's what we were talking about here, this ludicrous notion that that's what's going to occur, I would not throw a lifeline to the state so that it can continue on its crusade against homicide, right? Like, that's up to me the reason to save the state. However, in a world where the state exists, that's the one I occupy.
Well, yeah, so
I want that organization to be concerned with homicide.
If I could only...
Okay. Let the gentleman talk, if we could.
Just, I guess, as a follow-up, would there be a recourse at all? I totally get the state inefficiency, and I totally agree with that. I'm on board with that. Would there be any type of a recourse for weaker people being victimized by bigger, stronger people?
God made man, Sam Colt made him equal.
Is there any recourse for that now? Because the state is just the stronger person from somebody who's being falsely convicted because they're poor and can't afford a good attorney, or even not just poor, just not middle class, or somebody who's being falsely convicted because they don't have good defense laws in that state. So that's kind of where we are now.
Yeah, humans are going to gravitate... I want to make sure I'm clear on this. Humans are going to gravitate to some organizational model. We can call that organizational model government. I don't have a problem with that. The state, however, is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on governance. And governance ultimately is violence, right? That's what it is, right? If I decide I own my property and somebody decides otherwise, I can either give it to them or fight. And those are my choices. Property exists because of violence. The state claims you as its property.
Okay. Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Check us out at freetalklive.com if you want to hear more of the inane ramblings of libertarians. And that's what we do here at Free Talk Live.
Joe, thank you so much for the call. It's definitely a fascinating topic. I mean, because there are so many different aspects to it. It's not a simple thing to address. I don't know whether or not I agree that it's murder, because it's not my call to assess that.
Off the air, Melanie and I discussed this one, and I think that there's sort of the sort of degrees of everything. I love the idea that everything's a spectrum. And, for instance, what I would say is the burning building question. You're running into a burning building. You have the choice of saving one infant or a petri dish with 1,000 embryos, right? You pick. And I'm going to, by the way, I'm a volunteer firefighter, or was until relatively recently. I haven't yet been picked up by the new organization. And I have gone into burning buildings. I haven't saved infants in them. And that means that I've got to make a decision. If I'm choosing, I'm going to choose the baby, not the petri dish. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to say, if I had to choose between a poodle and a petri dish full of zygotes, I'm going to still pick the poodle, because the poodle sort of exists in a more real-world fashion. So
see,
are
totally
the zygotes
honest,
1,000 human lives? Yes, they are. But
I would pick the dog over most humans, to be totally honest. I'm not joking.
The dog's lighter.
And if it was a cat, forget it. Human can pull itself out. I'm taking the cat.
The cat can pull itself out.
Yeah, but it's probably too frightened to. And, you know, I would feel worse about the cat's death, and I realize that's not a healthy position, but I don't get along well with other human beings. Generally speaking, I do get along with cats and dogs. I certainly wouldn't rescue zygotes or embryos or whatever from a burning building.
There you go.
Yeah. But I don't know that I consider them life in the first place. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Talk Radio. You control. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. There's still time if you get in quickly enough. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we're going to go to the phones. We have David calling in from New Mexico. David, what's on your mind?
Maple syrup.
So I had my maple syrup confiscated by the Japanese government while I was there. They took my maple syrup, and I was grumpy about it.
And still wouldn't let you in. That's not supposed to be how that works. They can steal your stuff if they let you in.
That's really the thing, is that first they tell me I'm not going to come in. Then they go through my luggage. They say, oh, everything's fine here. You haven't stolen anything. Then they tell me I've got to take my luggage through the airport, so now it has to, all my luggage that was previously checked for 13 hours and made it in, now has to comply with the TSA's rules, or whomever is telling the Japanese people, Japanese security agencies, that they've got to do things. I presume it's the TSA, that it's got to comply, but only so much as I'm taking it to the gate to then check it again. Like, it just had to be, my maple syrup had to be thrown away for the short walk to the gate.
Come on. You took your own maple syrup?
Yes. I'm from New Hampshire. We carry maple syrup around.
But you're not from New Hampshire.
I'm a trope.
But you have fully adopted.
When you say from, what does from mean?
Well, you are from Florida, correct?
Well, but what does from, I'm from New Hampshire. I left New Hampshire to travel to Tokyo. I live
right,
in New
Hampshire.
Right,
that's what I was getting at, though, is that you have fully absorbed the New Hampshire culture.
Yeah, I believed when I moved here that I was probably a Yankee lost in the South.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. These are my people in so many ways, the good and the bad of them. Yeah, that's what I believe that I'm actually a Northerner. I am offended by their Yankee statues. Of Yankee soldiers.
That makes no sense to me, because if you'd rather be here than the South, why would you be offended by that?
Because the people in the South suck. Their government may have been slightly better if it had followed its own constitution, in the same way the United States government, if it followed its own constitution.
Oh, I don't think it would be better.
Better.
I think I'm just inculcated with the notion that, you know, the South is different from the North.
It is.
When I see a statue, I see the declaration that Southerners should be eradicated.
But you picked the North.
I like it.
Is it because of the people?
I do, yeah. It's the people here that I like the most. Go ahead.
Are we still talking about maple syrup?
Something.
I think there is some maple syrup somewhere in the conversation.
I had some on Mother's Day. My son made waffles for the wife, and we, of course, have maple syrup.
All right. Oh, and you mentioned that movie Vice. Again, thanks for the memories. I worked in – oh, since Ian's not there, I can brag and not get cut off. I worked in a scene with Christian Bale and Gladiator, Russell Crowe. And
I think we're talking about is it a different Vice? Russell Crowe was
talking about that movie Vice about Cheney.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale played Cheney.
Oh, is that who played Cheney? I don't know. Whoever it was brilliant. A brilliant actor.
Well, Christian Bale's a brilliant actor.
This is called Vice.
It's well worth seeing. It's called Vice.
Yeah. I was confirming the name of the movie.
Cool.
Because I still have to finish watching the Avengers movies. I've watched Iron Man and Iron Man 2. Excellent recommendations.
Oh, good.
There's actually a list telling you the best order in which to watch these movies. Following your advice, I also skipped Captain America. They actually wanted you to watch that first before proceeding to any of the others.
Well, I'm not saying you should skip Captain America. I'm just saying it's not one of the best of them.
Right. Well, if I'm not likely to see something really awesome. But Robert Downey Jr., he did an amazing job as...
acting as himself.
Yeah, probably.
Right, basically, he got cast as Robert Downey Jr. with no consequences for being Robert Downey Jr.
See, I happen to think that his model of Tony Stark was based on John McAfee.
Maybe.
That's what he even kind of looks like him with the graying goatee and all of that. He acts like
that.
Yeah, I think he was, you know, portraying Tony Stark as being John McAfee. David, thank you so much for the call.
Poor David.
I'm going to
let you go because we have another caller, right?
Yes, we do have another caller, but it hasn't finished coming through yet. I just figured the maple syrup conversation was done.
Oh, no, David likes to start off with something and then get to his call.
Oh, okay, David, then your call. Sorry.
That's okay. Quickly, I think you need to, Mark said, quote, I wouldn't propose to know what sort of pleasure a woman gets from sex. I think your clipmeister needs to make a clip from that one. And what I had called about was, again, another reason all people within reach of my voice, stay out of New Mexico. Don't do business with them. Don't visit them. We had, 2 days ago, there was a government employee, a school bus driver, raped. His 7-year-old passenger.
God.
Jesus.
So stay out of New Mexico. Don't do business with these people. You know, obviously I have a vendetta against them, but I'm trying to spread the word as to why to avoid.
Yeah, when are you coming to New Hampshire?
They're holding my children hostage here. I can't abandon my children. They've got them hostage.
Yeah. I can imagine that. That sounds brutal. That's a good reason for staying in New Mexico. David, I want to thank you for the call. We do have Chris calling in from MI. I believe that's Michigan. I'm not 100% sure. My U.S. state initials is kind of not good because I haven't really paid a lot of attention to
it. Is it MG?
It's MI.
I'm just kidding you.
Chris, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening, y'all. Well, you had mentioned maple syrup and you had me there. North people or South people pass maple syrup. Who's got the biscuits? You know, we're all here. We're in the same. Somebody said we all came on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. You know, maybe we keep together because someday maybe we got to take on something that's bigger than all of us. You know?
I can
arguing for unity.
I can be on the same side of a fight with somebody without claiming that we have the same culture and being friends with them.
Yeah, I mean, there's differences and stuff, but when it comes down to it, you know, we all be swinging in the same direction. But, yeah, there's some differences going on. I got a Vermont cookbook. I got my great-great-grandma. She was full-blooded Native American from Vermont. And I was over
What tribe?
We think Potawatomi. We're not sure.
Okay. Because they wiped out the Abenaki.
Yeah, it could have been.
Not a full-blooded Abenaki. There's just none of them around that could really even claim it.
There's not a lot of them, period, on any, but we got a few Potawatomis here. We think that because there was some here and they came back here from there. She married a guy by the name of Lord. And,
Well, Chris, we want to thank you for the call. I don't know much about Native Americans. I don't know much about New England geography, which is kind of a problem because people are like, it's just, 10 miles north of Jaffrey or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that you might as well be telling me.
This is the sort of thing that wherever you are, your geography will get better and sort of grow outward in concentric circles over time. Like, you may not know where Jaffrey is today, and I certainly wouldn't have it at some point, but now I do. But there's points in New Hampshire where people could say Hopkinton or something. I don't know where that is.
That's true.
So it just kind of, the farther you travel in a given period of time, and I know that you don't live that far from where you work, you're probably not going to learn too much of the region too quickly. It doesn't really matter. All you really have to know is where things are in Cheshire County, and you'll figure them out as time goes by.
I hope so. Because it is frustrating, because I am used to knowing where all of these little local towns and cities, I don't want to use the word cities, but where all of these local towns actually are in relation to me. And that's how it was in Mississippi, because I was born and raised there, obviously. So the knowledge perhaps isn't coming as quickly as I would like, and that makes it frustrating, because it's like, I feel like I should know these places by how frequently they're mentioned, but I just have no idea most of the time what people are talking about. Plus, there's the whole cultural difference. Everything's named borough, and sometimes it has the UGH, sometimes it doesn't.
Well,
it's just,
on top of that, there is a municipality or a town or something, a village or something named Manchester in every New England state. This is the lack of planning and creativeness on the side of these people is stunning to me.
Well, back then, they were further away from each other's
timeline. It's just
not
an excuse. I mean, like, name the town after your wife, for God's sakes. Your mom. Everybody's got a mom. Name the town after her.
I don't see naming a place after some place you left on purpose. That's the weird part to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's always struck me as weird that it's called New England,
Right. If
I left England on purpose. Why am I going to call this New England?
If Hampshire was so great, why'd you leave it?
Yeah. And the football team of New England are the Patriots, which is what we call the people who fought against England. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow.
If you've been too pressured or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.